Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, a ton to get to. And there was something interesting. You know, Mike Florio was on with Joe Rose this morning on this very radio station. And he said, regarding Dolphins and Jets Monday night, he said, the careers of Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are, as a practical matter, riding on this game. So that's as definitive I've heard from someone, but I understand what Florio is saying there. And he says for all practical matters. So I don't think he's saying that they would get fired necessarily after that game. But yeah, if you do start, this is the fourth year of McDaniel. If you do start your fourth season and you lose to all your divisional opponents and you get embarrassed the way that you got embarrassed week one by Indy, that's probably an insurmountable obstacle to overcome over the next 13 games, you know, unless you run the table, which doesn't seem like they have the weaponry to do so.
What? And they're, we talked about it. They're connected. For Chris Greer to go out and put the track meet together that McDaniel wanted and all that stuff, I do believe there's no way one stand without the other one. I know we went back and forth on that. I'm with Florio. I think when they leave, it's both of them together.
Man, this is Tua attached to them as well, though?
I believe so. If they can move him.
In what way, though? What do you mean is he attached to them? As in, if they get rid of both?
If you're gonna bring in a new GM and a new head coach, are you going to saddle them with Tua Tagovailoa?
But I think anybody who takes the job for the Dolphins in this scenario where both the general manager and the head coach are no longer here, you're hiring a new coach, you're hiring a new GM, they're coming in concert with one another. I believe it would have to be them understanding the circumstance of at least for another season,
at least a season.
You have a stopgap quarterback who's been here, and hey Tua, you're going to have a new regime. Let them evaluate you. Here's your chance to save your position here as the franchise quarterback. I just think you have to, because if not, you know, then the general manager is operating under crippling circumstances, which nobody wants either.
Right.
But that new GM is going to have a draft next year. And if we're 0-3, let me extrapolate that out. We're not going to win many games. Do you go and get a Carson Beck?
Yeah.
Do you go and get a Mateer or whatever?
You say Arch Manning, I'm going to jump through this computer.
I don't want Arch Manning. But yes. Do you go? So now you have Tua under a max franchise deal and you draft a first round quarterback?
Yes. I go back to what Adam Beasley, I know he's no longer on the beat, but he's covered the Dolphins for as long as anybody. What he had said on our show several times, he said it on Game Day Uncensored, and he continues to be a proponent of. You keep looking for that elite quarterback until you find them. And you keep drafting guys until you find that quarterback, because in this day and age in the NFL, unless you have one of the top 5, 6, 7 quarterbacks, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. You're just not.
It reminded me, as I was watching the game last night, they were talking about how Arizona had drafted Josh Rosen and then I think took Kyler Murray the next season, right? And we ended up with Josh Rosen.
But then we'll be, so now Tua is Russell Wilson? Because that's what Tua starts. If you draft a young guy, Tua starts, and now you have to play a young guy sooner or later like Jackson Dart.
Well, what year will we be in next season with Tua? Year 7?
Yeah, because he's
15.
I mean,
2020,
21, 22, 23, 24.
I got to ask you something, because I've seen people do this before on our chat here. Somebody just put $2 and says, first super chat, split it evenly, boys. Love you long time. Huh? There's no chance we're seeing that money.
No, right? that goes to Odyssey Corporate.
Yeah, so don't super chat us, whatever that means. What does that mean? Go super chat Big O. Don't super chat us.
Big O has like a little siren that
I know. I know. I'll be happy to add a siren and a ding and what I'll make this a freaking sushi bar if we get the money.
Hey, Kyle,
not going to see the money. I don't want it.
I'll send you my email as a text to my Zelle. I'll disperse it amongst ourselves.
I swear to God, this will feel like you're sitting at the sushi bar if I can figure out a way to monetize.
I got Zelle, Kyle.
Can we even turn that feature off so people don't do that mistakenly? I don't know where that goes.
Nah, I don't know. I could find out. Ask Jay Fig, but I don't think we can turn it off. It
probably goes somewhere into the ether, right? Well, it goes to Jay Fig. Well, give it to her. Let her work. Let her work on the newsletter. Give her a little incentive.
She's collecting her money when she comes 2 hours late to every show.
But in the meantime, Kyle, what can I get you? Inside Out with fish eggs.
Brown rice.
That's the show I want to do. I just want to do stuff for tips. This is just going to become OnlyFans. Just tell me what you want me to twirl for $3.
You're the ice cream so good girl.
Send us $20 in a topic, and we're on it.
$2 will only get you a hot dog glizzy from Costco.
Excellent. Tell Jimmy to call someone. $4.
Oh, I'll pay that money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.